Hello and welcome back to the Consciously Thriving Podcast.
Hello, excited to be back. I love how we've been consistent every single week. Like, we've not planned this. Like, when we said that we were doing this podcast, we did not have an expectation on like weekly and on like this day, this is what we're gonna do. It's none of that. We've just allowed this thing to be completely inspired, and I love that we just naturally have like the inspiration and the energy to want to sit down. It doesn't feel forced. It's just like a I want to do this.
Yeah, 100%. And I think like something, if you're even noticing, is because like what something we said is like we'll meet up when we feel inspired and things like that. But even this week we didn't have like anything like on the like we didn't have like a anything happen or anything to feel inspired by, but we felt inspired to just sit and talk.
I didn't realize that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We were waiting for inspiration to hit, and it's like when you actually love the way you're doing it and how you're doing it, it just almost feels like anything can flow through from you in that energy.
You can't not fucking do
You just wanted to shut up. You're like, I'll just talk like about anything.
Literally. Yeah, you're so right. It's like somebody that I've been listening to a lot, and I'm laughing at myself because every conversation I've had with like literally you, my other friends in this space, is literally just around Michael Singer.
Yeah.
He wrote the books, The Surrender Experiment and The Untethered Soul and Living Untethered. I've literally read all three of those books within like a span of like a week and a half. Ridiculous. But I was basically like listening to something that he says, and something that he says is like, love wants to express itself. Like when you're doing something that's like so like fulfilling and like, he talks a lot about like being in this now moment, but it's like love wants to express itself. So when you're aligned and doing something that you want, it's like love wants to express.
Yeah.
Love wants to be shared.
100%.
And I really love that. And it kind of reminds me of like this and this like conversational alignment that we always have.
And it's like, honestly, this is like a really, and I've really accepted this as like something I'm here where like, and you and I are here to teach people, because I just feel like if you look back at our journeys, so much of the start of our journeys has been like abiding by the rules and looking at like putting so much power to like strategy and again, like there's nuance to this conversation. So just keep that in mind. But I just feel like not doing it this way is just so painful. Like not being in flow is so painful that like it just wouldn't even happen. That's what I honestly feel.
Well, that's what happened. It's like when you're fighting against like resistance of how you actually want to do something, because when we first started the podcast, we did do that. We set all of these rules. We thought we had to be like
business as well, like how we were showing up, like that energy of like trying to figure out what to say, how to say it, how do you sell. And it's like that,
like, how do I craft this in a way that's like gonna get like attention and likes and sales, and it's fucked.
And like, something I want to say to that is like, there's a time and place, and like, maybe that works for some people, like that's perfectly fine, but it's not gonna work for the people we're here to help. And if you're feeling resistance in not being able to go with the flow with how you want to do it and the way you want to do it, then it's an absolute sign that you're not meant to be doing it through the other way.
Yeah, it's such a, it's a deep conversation, because there's so many like things to consider with this, like with basically showing up in business and doing it your way. There's like a line that you have to travel, because there was a time where I was like in this space and I genuinely thought that I was doing, like, I was listening to my alignment. I was like, I'm listening to my alignment. I'm showing up. I'm doing it in the way that I want to do it. But really, I was listening to fear and ego. And I've seen this in like lots of clients that come into my space. They're like, I'm moving in alignment. I'm listening to my intuition. And then when you actually like get down to the root and you need to get into the nitty gritty, you actually see that you're not listening to your intuition. You're actually following fear. So to give you like a practical example, because for me, I really like enjoy like actually hearing experiences from people's lives.
Yeah. Like actually showing the practical side. Of
yeah. Life. Cause it's like, I literally live, breathe and eat this shit.
Yeah.
So I remember when I was basically so afraid of selling was a big one for me. So whenever I would sell something online and then I felt like nobody cared, nobody was like giving me attention, or nobody cared about what I was selling, I literally felt this like sense of like rejection, like this deep inner wound of being like, you're not chosen, nobody cares, this is failing, this is embarrassing. And those feelings were so intense and I didn't want to see them. I didn't want to deal with them. I didn't want them activated to the point where I would like go social media for like days to a week, right? Yeah. And it's like, I'm showing up creating reels, but I wasn't selling. And then I'm sitting there going, why aren't I getting any, like why isn't anyone coming into my office? And I don't think you have to like actively be selling, but it's like, the version of you who is that embodied entrepreneur naturally sells. Like they want to invite people into their space. They're showing up there. They're sending invitations out there. Like they're like, come into my world. Yeah. Let's play. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I was operating from a lens of, I'm putting my thing out there like once every couple of days. Where is it? Why isn't it here? Right. And it was like such an entitled way to look at it. And I thought in my head, I was like, I'm listening to the energy. So it's like, because I felt all funky showing up and selling, I was like, the energy's icky. I need to go in and like fix it and deal with this shit and blah, blah, blah. But to the point where I was actually like listening to the action of my ego self, and I wasn't showing up, and like lo and behold, it was obviously creating a reality where like I wasn't seeing momentum in my business. So it's really funny like to see that, because I see so many people stuck in that and they're like, I'm aligned, I'm following the energy, I'm doing the things. And it's like, you're actually not though. You're actually ignoring the parts, like you're ignoring parts of yourself, you're ignoring shadow parts of yourself, and you're acting in alignment with like ego. So I feel like for me, in order to get to this place now where I'm able to be like, I actually show up in alignment and I do things in the way that I genuinely want to do them, it's like I've had to work through so many layers of like fears in order to get to this point.
And you have an embodied level of trust knowing that like you don't have, there's so many layers to it, but there's an embodied level of, like, for us to do this podcast, we know like there's an element of trust that like if we don't force, inspiration's going to come, you know what I mean? And like what do you get what I mean?
It's because like we've worked through the parts of ourselves that were like scared to share our voice, because we did that when we first started showing up on the podcast,
it's needing like, to be perfect and
exactly
needing it's like there's so many like layers to this conversation, like, you know, always waiting for inspiration to hit. And it's like, babe, like if you actually, 9 times out of 10, like I don't even like having the conversation around consistency and stuff, because I'm like, if you just took away all the expectation and rules and anything like that, I guarantee you would not be having a conversation. The thoughts of like, how many times a week do I show up? When do I show up? Wouldn't even be there.
Literally.
Would not even be there, because it just, you have to experience it to go through it. But those like questions are just like,
they're coming from ego.
They're coming from ego, because it doesn't actually matter. Yes. Like, none of that matters. But like when you remove all, like any resistance you have to showing up, not even if you're showing up to just show up, like there is just, it can't explain it. Like it just, there's just like a flow of energy and just
like that actually blows my mind to think about that. That actually used to be my level of consciousness, where I used to be like, how many times do I have to show up and blah, 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 blah.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make sense, because when you're the embodied version of yourself, like the embodied entrepreneur, the thoughts don't even exist. Like, I don't know. Do you feel this? Like for me, I don't even think about selling. Like I just naturally do it.
110%.
It's just like, I pick up my phone and I'm like, of course it naturally leads to that.
The leading energy is like, I've just got these amazing things to say, and then like, come along if you want to like work with me. Like that's what it feels like. It doesn't like any rules around, like, I don't even like the rules that like you're a business, so you should be selling every day. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But then also like, because that just makes me feel like if I wanted to take a day or two off, or if I wanted to do that, then I can't, like, this is something wrong.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, it's like, for me, it's like, I don't sell every day anymore.
No.
But it's because I transmuted that part of me that was so afraid to sell.
Yeah.
So like that part of me, I remember, because the ego will fucking do anything to get you to listen. I'm telling you, this motherfucker is like smart. It knows how get you to stop. So for example, and I've seen this with clients as well, it's so funny. Did this happen to you? I don't know if your ego used to do this to you, but I know that this happened with some of my clients. But what would happen is, it's like you basically set an intention. You're like, okay, I've realized that I've been not showing up because I've been in ego consciousness. So now I'm going to show up as the version of myself who, like, you know, is the thriving entrepreneur, whatever it is. I'm going to show up as the embodied entrepreneur. So then you start making action to do that. You're like, okay, I'm going to set a rule for myself and I'm going to sell every day until I get over this fear. And then what ends up happening your ego will avoid doing the action all day. And then it's like at like 9 o'clock at night, you're like, oh, I can't do it now because it's too late. So I'll do it tomorrow, right? So it will find a way to get you out of the action. So that's a way that it does it. Or it will be like, it will use confusion to get you as well. So yeah, it'll be like,
confusion was mine.
Confusion. It'll be like, what do I say? How do I say it? Blah, blah, blah. Like,
what do I say? How do I say it?
Yeah.
Like putting too much power into that.
Yeah.
There's so many ways it does it.
Well, that's like a one option, and it will be like, well, I have nothing to share, so I may as well not share anything. That's a way to get you not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a crazy one I used to see this happen to a lot of people. This is the one where I'm like, did this happen to you? Is the ego will actually make you sick. Like it will make you feel sick.
Whenever.
I remember that. And it's like an ego thing. I swear to God. I'm like,
it is. It's just a physical manifestation of me. Like, so I'd be scared to like run something live. And I swear to God, I would always get unwell right before it because it was a physical manifestation of like my body literally convulsing of like, I don't want to do it. Like I didn't want to avoid the feelings of like doing a live thing or whatever. I was just scared to present that my body would literally make me unwell.
In order to get you to stop and like,
well, in order to just postpone it, in order to avoid feeling that discomfort, it would be like, oh, we got another 2 weeks until we have to do it. And I'm all right for now.
Yeah.
It literally did.
It's fucking wild, it's happened with my clients as well. Like I've seen it happen with people. It's so funny. Mine's never done that to the point of getting sick, but it would make me feel unaligned. So it would be like, the energy's just off today. You can't boast. So I would literally do that. And then so this is like what would happen. So like the rule I set for myself when I knew that my ego was literally going, like doing the most to get me to not do the thing that I was scared to do, I would give myself no out. So I'm like, you have no option. And whenever people come into my space and they have this pattern and I tell them this, they're like, this what? Like I'm meant to be moving in alignment. And I was like, yes, but we can't get to aligned energy until you transmute this like fear, right?
What you think is aligned energy is not.
Exactly. And a lot of the time what's actually aligned is rooted in fear, and it's like the scary option, the scary decision, because it's like meant, you like alignment is meant to push you to becoming more of yourself, to evolving, to literally transmuting shadows. Like that's what it is. So like I always set this rule, and this is what I did for myself to get over this like fear of selling. I was like, you are going to do this every day. I don't care if it's 12 like a.m. and you haven't posted, you will post something. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if you have a headache. I'm like, you are doing it. So it's like, I give my ego no option. And then once I did that and I showed up every day and I had to move through that funky ass energy, that resistance, I had to face all of those shadow parts of myself that was feeling rejected, not wanted. This was dumb, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, like the noise just fucking stops. And then all of a sudden you're just naturally showing up and you're not even thinking about it. You're not even like, should I be showing up? What's like those things aren't even there because you're like, well, of course I would show up. There was no other way than to show up.
Yeah.
Like I'm so aligned and connected to what I'm doing. It's like love wants to express itself. Yeah. It needs to be shared.
100%. 100%. And like any form of resistance to showing up and like expressing your truth, there is a guarantee that there is some distorted energy going on. Because like showing up for yourself and showing up for your business and showing up for your, what you're here to do for your, you know, even to just share. Sometimes it's like not even sometimes about the business. Sometimes it's not even about the clients or anything. It's about you and expressing yourself. Like when you release all need, attachment, fears, all of it, it's just like this, like it feels like an ever ending stream of just like, just excitement and creativity and just flow. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it does feel like flow. And it's such a fun place to like create from and to do business from.
Yeah, 110%.
There was something else I wanted to say in regards to what you said. You were just like, you know, you don't have to actually do like, you don't have to actually do things based on structure and like, you know, because the thing is like, there are multiple ways to run a business. Yeah. Like there are multiple ways to make sales, to like show up, to grow your business. And you just want to be really fucking mindful of like who you're learning from and like how, like who, you know, how you're choosing to go about this and grow it, because everything works.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like,
and there's, and like, that's why I love the work that we do, because we are very good at understanding like where it's coming from. Cause there is no right or way. It's just like, it, like it, it's just, if there's distorted energy, there's distorted energy. Because you also have the side where you're like, people need to show up because they're scared to show up. And then there's some people that are like, I need structure, I need planning and all that, because they're actually not in trust and they're not in flow. So they need those things to, like, they think that that's how they operate, but it's like they're scared to let go and trust and not force these things to happen, right? Because as a result, they end up getting burnt out, right?
Yeah.
So there's like two sides to it. And that's why I love what we do, because it's not that one is wrong over the other. Like they could be truth, right? You could like thrive in consistency and things like that. But you need to make sure that that is fully coming from a place of like no distorted energy there, where you can't, like, if you, like, I guess the question to ask is, if you're someone who likes structure and control, like structure and strategy and all of those things, if you had to like let go for a minute, or if you had to like, you know, take some space away from your business, or if you had to just stop forcing creativity for a second and just like let it go and trust it comes in, how do you react to those things?
That's why
I love like what we do, because it's so, it really does come from this neutral place in our coaching and what we teach. It's just helping people understand like, how, why do you operate the way you do? Why are you doing those things? Why are you having those thoughts? Why are you having those beliefs? Let's have a look, and then you can get to a neutral place of like, how do I want to operate? How do I want to do it?
Yeah, because it gives you a chance to actually create something that truly, truly, truly fulfills you and like uplifts you.
You'll find your alignment from that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's in alignment for me is not in alignment for other people.
Absolutely.
Know? How I want to run my business is not the same way other people want to run their business.
Absolutely. And that's like been the biggest thing for me. Like, as I lead people in their entrepreneurial journey, like for me, it's so important that my client is learning how to understand themselves in that way.
That's all it is, right? Yeah. It's like this,
like, I'm never saying do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like giving suggestions. But like my biggest thing is highlighting the parts of themselves that respond from ego or wounding or are triggered, and like transmuting that so that they can show up like in their truth frequency, which is like magnetic as fuck, right? Yeah. And like learn how to actually lead themselves on this journey, because it's like, you don't want to leave a mentor or leave a container and be like, well, what the fuck do I do? I don't know how to lead myself, that's and like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you, honestly, in order for you to grow on this journey, you need to fucking know yourself. You need to be able to trust yourself. Like just entrepreneurship in general is the most like spiritual lessons I've ever learned have been in entrepreneurship.
And 100%. And you know what's so funny? Like, there's no point even fighting any of that, because in my experience and what I know to be true is like, there is no way that the universe is going to allow you to continue and give you what you desire and all that in when you're not operating in alignment. It just won't work. It will be painful. It will hurt you. And it's just, right?
Sorry, I just have to cough. Yeah. Sorry.
So I think like, it's just so funny, because there's no escaping. Like, you know, for me, I'm supposed to be, you know, this period of time in my business anyway, I'm supposed to really, I can't see this changing any other way. But like the way I'm meant to show up is like, I know that if I don't show, like, I always check in with the energy, but like, I'm meant to show up in this way of like, I don't sit there calculating what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. And I just like let the, you know, the channeled inspiration like come through. It doesn't feel like a controlled space. That's how I'm supposed to show up. So there is no way the universe is going to allow me to build and grow a business that is anything other than that, because that has caused suffering for me. And like, why the fuck would it want, like, why would it want suffering for me? Like, why would it, like, my higher self want to create suffering? So that's what I find as well. Like, there's just no escaping. And like, you can literally manifest some fucked up shit for the universe to be like,
yeah,
that's how we're doing it.
I've been really good at working against my resistance. Like, I feel like that's been like my biggest lesson. Like, I very much have had the mindset on my journey. Sorry, my voice, it's like really doing things right now. But I had the mindset for a while, like, I don't know, it's just so like wild to look at my journey. But like, when I first was like led to do this, I had no expectation. I did not know that I was going to be here and doing it. Like, I did not know I was going to like end up here, right? So I just like really allowed the energy to just like be, because I remember it was at the start of 2022. I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I started that readings business and I was like, okay, I don't actually vibe doing readings. I don't want to do this. I've just built something that I thought was going to work based on what my, like, the community that I was a part of, because I was like in that readings community, in that psychic community. And
do you think there was any part of you that wanted to do it at that time?
I think there was initially, but then it moved. So
it
it moved to wanting to actually teach, but I was like not game to actually
do that.
You know what I mean? So I was fearful, but my fear and my ego were so like, they were still a big part of me. Yeah. Like they were like really controlling me. Because it was definitely in alignment for me to do it when I first started it. Yeah. I loved it. Like, it was like, but then the energy changed and then I didn't change with it. I didn't evolve with it. So
this is what I mean. Like, I've just got an inspiration to create a post. Like, that just as simple as that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how easy all of this gets to be. And I just had to add that in because I'm like, there's no overthink. Usually, like in the past, there would be like, but does that make sense? And that, and I'm just like, no. Like, you don't worry about it. Like, it's just like, I'm trying, like, this is a live reaction to like me trusting my channel, you know? So,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's that honestly like how it goes. It's just that fucking simple.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with me, it's like I started showing up like that. And then I basically went into a hiatus and I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know. Like, I've created something that I want, like that, you know, I kept trying to force something that wasn't working.
It's like you had evolved past that desire to do it.
Yeah. So, and then I didn't let myself change with it. And then I was, went into a hole. And then I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm going to completely put my hands in the air and I'm going to just listen to my intuition. I'm just going to fall. I have no expectation. I'm just going to listen to my intuition. That was the start of 2022. And I let my higher self lead the way. And that like year, it led me to YouTube. And then I got really good at YouTube. But through YouTube, I was like literally my entire YouTube journey to begin with was like seeing how much I don't like love myself basically. And I didn't love myself, I should say. So because like through that journey, when you're creating YouTube videos, you're looking back at yourself constantly and you're watching yourself. And then you see all of the judgments come up, like how you speak, how you sound, how you look. So it's just constantly like facing those parts of myself. Mm-hmm. And that journey was actually transmuting that. So a part of my ego was like, oh my God, I'm going to be a YouTube superstar. But I was just like, no, like that journey for me doing YouTube to begin with was to overcome all of those things. Like literally, I don't think I've told this story before, but when I was on that YouTube journey, you know, I bought a fucking editing software for $500.
I think I remember this.
I told you
that just like, I think we were speaking about how you're like, well, should I have done that? Shouldn't I? But like, we didn't speak about like why.
Do you know why I did it? Or like fucking truth as to why I did it.
Yeah, why?
I was spitting some bullshit to you about me like wanting to, like I just really love editing, which I did love editing, but that wasn't the reason.
Yeah, and you made it seem like money was the problem. Like money was the...
Yeah, thing. I was just
you
like...
You created some story about like...
I was scared to buy it because it was $500.
Yeah.
But like, which was like my own like money wounds at the time.
Yeah.
But do you know why I bought it? I bought it because I wanted to airbrush my face. And that was the only like platform that could do it.
Wow, YouTube has been the path of least resistance to healing yourself.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, it's been, like, crazy. But that's why I bought it, because I had, like, so much, like, insecurity. Yeah. Like, literally.
It's something I'm always working on, insecurity.
Yeah, so I was just like, that was what that path was for. Mm. But then it led me to literally creating multidimensional living, which was the first ever program that I made. And literally that, like, I remember within a month I got the idea to do multidimensional living and never be confused about your soul purpose. Never be confused about your soul purpose. You can still get, because it's still good.
That's a hot masterclass.
So I had that and I'd done that and I'd never fucking run a masterclass, never created a program. I didn't know how to fucking launch or sell or anything. Within that like first month, I like left my, like I left my job. Yeah. I did this thing and it led to like a 9K month. And I was just like, what the fuck? It was that easy.
Mm.
And that was purely following alignment, intuition, just following the impulses of energy, no expectation, just like, let me live my life.
Yeah.
And then I got distorted because I was like, now I don't have a job. So that means that this is like my, like the income. And if I want to sustain these like 9K months, I've got to make sure that I know what the fuck I'm doing. So then I operated out of like from that point forward from a lens of I need to learn strategy and launching and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And it was fucked. It like tainted the magic. It tainted my magnetism. And it led to basically what I'm here to do now, which is help entrepreneurs not fall into that cycle.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah. And like on the, like the topic of alignment, like just like you sharing that journey, how like you were just following your alignment and it all led you. It's just like, isn't it crazy when you do follow your alignment and you look back and go like, wow, I thought this was going to look this way and I thought this is why I was doing this. And then like, it's kind of like life had a different purpose for leading you there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It never looks like how you think it's going to be. Or sometimes it might look like how you thought it was going to be. And like, it does like end up being that, but like who you become and what you learned from that journey isn't what you think it is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's really like, does. I did not know like going on this journey was going to be like, my business was going to be the path of least resistance in which I dealt with my confidence. Like for me, I feel like I'm the vessel for my business because it's like, it like my business wants to channel through me and my growth comes through my business. Like that's why I believe I'm doing this business. Of course, like helping people are part of the equation, but also the life is using my business and my commitment to my growth as like the vessel.
Yeah.
Too. So for me, I'm just like really learning on this journey that like you think that life like is bringing you your business, like you have this desire to do your business because it's like for one set outcome, which might be like to help other people and things like that. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. I'm like, I just truly believe like my business is, my life is using my business to help me heal. I really do.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I think everything in life is just an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to transcend your shadows, to transcend your ego, and to
remember who you are.
Remember who you are. Come back to like that feeling of like wholeness.
And it's so funny because I like, as this journey has evolved, I'm like, wow, like the way I used to look at it is like I'm going through lessons because I'm growing and evolving, but my level of consciousness didn't realize like, no, I'm going through these experiences just to come back to who I actually am.
Oh my God, yes. Like that is so true. We used to really
look at remembrance.
Yeah. But we used to look at things like it's going to lead to this outcome if I let go of
this. I'm learning this and I'm like, the universe is testing me. I'm like, no, it is just showing you who the fuck you are. Like it's showing you where you put your power outside of yourself. And this is conversations just going with the wind, but like it honestly fucking is.
No, it is. It's like what we're referring to. I don't know if we explained it properly there, but what we're referring to is, you know, that like what you see online, you always see people say, I'm being taught this so that I can crack 10K month or a fucking 20K month or whatever the fuck. And it's like, no, you're not, babes.
No, you're just being shown.
You're being shown yourself.
Yeah. You're
where you give your power away.
You are, the life is not being like, oh, you need to do this so you can get like this. It is literally just showing you where, like, for an example,
where you separate,
where you are in separation. I'm like,
yeah,
so like the way, like how this kind of works is like, you know, just say I want to like manifest 10K in the month,
mm-hmm.
and all these things happen to me. It's not life testing me. They are a part of my consciousness and life is just showing me what already exists within me. There isn't a lesson there. There isn't that. It's just that I'm evolving and growing and this is just a manifestation of where I put power outside of myself. So if I had like, for example, if I was like manifesting 10K and then all of a sudden, you know, people were reaching out and then they were ghosting me or whatever, like it's, and I had a reaction to that. Like that's not happening because life is like, I'm going to test you, see where you are. It's like these things are manifesting because, well, they're manifesting and life is showing me what's already within me and like showing me like just where I put power outside of myself. And this whole journey is coming back to a remembrance of who the fuck I am.
Literally couldn't have said it better myself, doll. Yeah. It's like the most wildest thing
just
to
like,
see.
It's just literally everything is just a mirror for what's internally within you.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
And it's just funny how we like cling on to these like external outside things to be like, you know, I'm learning this to transcend this so I can get this. And it's like, it just doesn't even make fucking sense. It's like, this whole journey is just you
remembering who you are.
Remembering who you are, coming back home to yourself and literally just transcending separation.
Yeah.
Literally.
This conversation's gone so deep, but I love it.
I know. I'm like, where have we ended up? This is literally an insight into our conversation. Yeah. This is how we fucking work.
Yeah.
We're on a completely end of the fucking spectrum.
But honestly, like, because I guess this all ties in with alignment and things like that, because it's like, it still comes back down to this whole one like thing. And it's like, this whole journey is remembering who the fuck you are and like,
and life is teaching from that place, literally.
Life is just, and operating from that place.
Yeah, being brave enough to be that version of you. to just literally operate in that wholeness
constantly. I don't think there's ever been a time within myself or whenever I've taught someone or ever where the issue hasn't been placing power outside of themselves.
It's literally the thing every single time.
It's the only thing.
That's the only thing.
Like the scarcity wounds, all of it is like putting something outside of yourself. Like it's all linked back to that, isn't it?
There is nothing else.
There's nothing else.
That is the thing. It's like literally giving power to that thing, to external that outcome, things. Thinking that that thing is going to make you feel whole and complete and safe and secure. And you just can't live a powerful life like that.
No.
You can't, because it's like as soon as the outside structure crumbles, you crumble.
Yeah.
When you do that, right? Yeah. It's mm-hmm. like as soon as something like dips or it doesn't look like the way, you know, sales aren't coming in, somebody says something to you in a funny way, it's like you crumble.
You crumble,
the entire
yeah.
structure is like... like down to the ground. This is why people have like ego deaths every 12 months. Yeah. Not every 12 months, every month, every 3 months. Literally.
Because they're showing who they really are.
Yeah.
Well who they've lost themselves to be.
Yeah.
This whole fucking journey, I feel like we've just been put on this planet and like those who wake up, it's just like, we're going to go and remember who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Legit.
It's just funny. Like when we first started this, we were like, we want to make sure that like, you know, we're going to get 10K months and we're going to do this and we're going to do that.
And it was more just like, oh, life is showing me a lesson. And like, this is always there. It was manifesting in a different way 3 months ago. It was manifesting before you had this journey. It was manifesting always.
No, I'm actually it's so important that you just mentioned that, because that's the thing. Like this thing, like when you haven't actually dealt with something, it's just going to keep coming up. And it's going to come up in all of these different scenarios.
It's always been coming up. That's what people don't realize.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, like, it's always been coming up. It's just like copy and paste onto a new situation. Until you actually fucking deal with it and it stops playing out in your life.
Yeah.
Literally.
100%. Because I'm like, and it's so funny. Like, I really did enter this journey being like, all these crazy things are happening and I was getting so overwhelmed. And I'm like, wow, this situation happened in my corporate job.
Mm.
This situation happened probably last week. This situation happened X, Y, and Z. And I'm here thinking like...
in your relationship.
In my relationship. It's showing up everywhere. And I'm just like, life is like showing me this one particular lesson or thrown this thing at me. And I'm just like, fucking babe.
No, it hasn't.
It has not.
You know what I've noticed about life though? Like about like how it works, like how the universe reflects things to you. I don't know if you've picked up on this, but it does so in like subtle ways. So to begin with, you might like get like a slight little like, oh, that caused a little bit of a feeling within me, right? Yeah. It's like a slight activation. And it's like, maybe it's a thought and it's easy to ignore. And usually at that point, lots of people ignore it. They're just like, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to like that. It's easy to be like, no, I'm not going to let that ruin me, ruin my vibe. And I'm going to just focus on this. So it's like they repress it, right? Yeah. It's not a letting go. It's a repression when you do that and they repress it. And then what happens is it comes up again and it's a little bit stronger and it's like knocking at the door and it's like, hey, and then you're like, no, I'm like not going to let that ruin my vibe again. And then you're and having a conversation with someone, they say something that triggers this wound and then it comes up even stronger. Yeah. And you're like, why is this in here? Right. And then it's like, you keep repressing it. Oh, so it's like at each point is what I'm trying to say is you have an opportunity to see it and to transcend it and to transmute it. So it doesn't come up again, because when you repress something, when you aren't paying attention to it, it's just going to keep coming up to be seen. And the more and more you don't see it, you're holding on to it, you're feeding it with energy in your subconscious, and it's building an energy and intensity, and it's going to come up and come up, come up, and it's going to like continue knocking on that fucking door until it's allowed to be transmuted and expressed and released, right? So what I've noticed is lots of people will like basically not pay attention until they have no choice but to pay attention, right? It's like, and either this no choice, it's either manifested like as so much internal resistance that you're just like, holy shit, comes up with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Or it's like actually something that manifests in your physical that like causes, like it gives you no choice but to listen.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
It's so funny to see, because I'm just like, I've noticed that it actually comes up really like in like a really like easy way almost. Like if you just dealt with it then, it wouldn't have been this like big fucking thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I've experienced that so many times. I'm just like, it's so funny to see how if you actually are paying attention and you're like committed to like consciously living and you just pay attention to like the internal little like triggers that come up and you're just like, ooh, and you like care about what's going on in here, you can like really save yourself.
Yeah, you can save yourself a lot of
I've like have clients when I talk to them about it, they're like, fuck, it's actually so much easier to deal with when it's at that level.
Yeah, when it's at that level.
Rather than like letting it build to this big thing.
Yeah. And like, it's just crazy. It's just this whole fucking journey. Just like what life will do to get you to wake up.
Honestly. It's funny. Just to show you like, yeah, deeper parts of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, and it's such a liberating place to live from. Like when you actually start to transcend your ego and you start to transcend this like lower part of you that's like feeding you all these stories that aren't true, that's like keeping you back, that's holding you back, that's keeping you in those lower frequencies. It just feels like it feels liberating. It feels like liberating. Peace. And it feels like you don't feel scared to navigate life. You don't feel like you have to protect yourself because it's like you're willing to see these like darker parts of yourself, the shadow parts of yourself that are keeping you from living in alignment. It's like you're not moving from a place of like, I need to protect myself and I need to set boundaries with the world. It's like, no, it's like this deeper just trust with self. When it's like, I trust everything that comes up. I trust everything that I see. And I know it's all an opportunity for me to be more of myself, to come back home to myself.
Yeah, 100%. I've had it. Like, it just, I lost what I was going to say.
What?
No. I was like, I wanted to give an example, but we've given so many.
You could give an example.
No, I've lost it. Yeah, I was lost it.
Well,
yeah.
Do you want to share anything else? Is anything else coming through for you?
I don't know. I feel like that's like pretty much it. Like, I feel like this whole conversation just led to so much deepness, but like it all really comes back to this alignment because like your alignment is...
I guess that's how you find alignment.
That's how you find alignment.
Transcending all that dumb shit, the shadowy shit that's sitting there.
Yeah 100%.
Sorry, I interrupted you, go ahead.
No that's literally it. But yeah, that's, I feel like whole and complete with what we've said.
Great. Yeah. So do I. Well, it's been very fun having a chat with you, and thank you for joining and listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you as well. If you have anything to add on this conversation, if you have anything to share, any takeaways, then please let us know. DM us. You can on YouTube, you can comment in the section below and we can like have a chat there. So we would love to hear from you. If you're listening on the Poddy, then don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for the show because that's what helps the show to like reach more people. It also lets us know that you're enjoying it, and it gives us like, you know, a little bit of a like, it just, it's nice to know that you're there, that you're listening, that you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And also on YouTube, if you like enjoy these conversations, so that you stay like notified and up to date with the podcast and new episode releases as well, you can subscribe to the channel, and as well on YouTube, like comment, let us know that you like the video by liking it. It really does help us out a lot.
Thank you.
So, thank you so much for listening. And
we'll see you in the next episode. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I know.